I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Sagar Magani reports on U.S. President Joe Biden's reaction to former President Jimmy Carter's death.
The president says the world has lost an extraordinary leader, statesman, and humanitarian, and he has lost a dear friend. He cites Carter's compassion and moral clarity, his work to forge peace and advance civil rights, among other things. The president says anyone looking for what it means to live a life of purpose and meaning, the good life, they should study Jimmy Carter.
Officials now confirmed that all but two of the 181 people on board a Jeju Airjet were killed Sunday in one of South Korea's worst aviation disasters. The 737-800 arrived from Bangkok and crashed while attempting to land in the town of Muwon, about 290 kilometers south of Seoul. Footage of the crash aired by South Korean television channels showed the plane skidding across the airstrip at high speed, evidently with its landing gear still closed. Azerbaijan's president says that an airliner that crashed last week was shot down by Russia, albeit unintentionally.
Aliyev told Azerbaijani state television on Sunday that the aircraft was hit by fire from the ground over Russia and rendered uncontrollable by electronic warfare. He accused Russia of trying to, quote, hush up the issue for several days. The crash on Wednesday killed 38 of 67 people on board. Russian President Vladimir Putin apologized to Aliyev on Saturday for what he called a tragic incident, but stopped short of acknowledging Moscow's responsibility. A Malaysia Airlines plane was downed by a Russian missile in 2014, killing all 298 people aboard as it flew over an area in eastern Ukraine controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. South Korean law enforcement officials have requested a court warrant to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol as they investigate whether his short-lived martial law decree earlier in December amounted to rebellion. The Corruption Investigation Office for High-Ranking Officials, which is leading a joint investigation with police and military authorities into the power grab that lasted only a few hours, confirmed it requested the warrant Monday. Investigators plan to question Yoon on charges of abuse of authority and orchestrating rebellion. News reports say Yoon has failed to appear for questioning. AP correspondent Eun Kim reports on North Korea's vow to implement the toughest anti-U.S. policy before U.S. President-elect Donald Trump takes office.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to implement the toughest anti-U.S. policy less than a month before Donald Trump takes office as U.S. president. A video released by state media showed Kim speaking during a five-day plenary meeting that ended Friday. North Korean media did not elaborate on the anti-U.S. strategy, but said Kim set forth tasks to bolster military capability through defense technology and stressed the need to improve the mental toughness of North Korean soldiers. Trump's return to the White House raises prospects for high-profile diplomacy with North Korea. During his first term, Trump met Kim three times for talks on the North's nuclear program. I'm Nayan Kim.
An Israeli hospital says that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has undergone successful prostate surgery. The medical center said his prostate was removed late Sunday and that he was recovering. Doctors ordered the operation after detecting the infection last week. Netanyahu is expected to remain hospitalized for several days. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the ongoing preparations and rehearsals for the giant New Year's Eve celebration in New York's Times Square.
The countdown is on in New York City, high atop Times Square.
3, 2, 1.
Organizers of one of the biggest New Year's Eve celebrations getting ready to put on a show for the throngs that will be there and others around the world tuning in for the ball drop and celebration. And rapper Pitbull helped with those preparations.
Because I used to be that little kid that used to clean houses with my mother. And to be here to be able to represent a product that's going to represent all the underdogs out there.
Organizer Jeffrey Strauss says it will be a great show.
Each year we replace a portion of the crystals on the ball. This year we replace all the crystals on the ball.
The tradition of the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square dates back to 1907. Julie Walker, New York.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.